Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, to understand Louisa, volume 17, May 4th, 1925. This is a key. This is, if you understand this, everything begins to change. Everything begins to deepen your understanding of why God chose Louisa. This is so essential for us. This is why it's important. It's important. So we begin today, right now, with volume 17, 5:10, 1925. Our daughter, the little daughter of our divine will. Again, this title is essential to understand Louisa. Come into our arms. In hearing this, she becomes festive. Now, this is the humility of Louisa. Louisa is so little. She doesn't want to use her name. She doesn't want anybody to know. So she writes this down because by this time, Father, her spiritual director says, we're going to get this out to all the world. And she says, I don't want to be known. I, and you think about it today. Many, many people say, well, God told me this. God told me that. God wants this known. God. And Louisa was so humble, so little. She uses she. In hearing this, Louisa becomes festival and makes the three divine persons festive. See, I'm going to use her name. She's the one that did this. And as they await the carrying out of Louisa's office entrusted to Louisa by the triune God, and with grace typical of a little girl, Louisa says, I come to adore you. I come to bless you. I come to you to thank you for everyone and for everything. This is how we begin. We learn how to pray in the divine will this way. I come to bind to your throne all human wills of all generations, from the first to the last man, so that everyone may recognize your supreme will. Everyone will adore your supreme will. Everyone will love your supreme will. Everyone will give it life within their souls. Supreme Majesty, in this immense void, there are all souls, and I, Louisa, want to take them all in order to place them in your back, in your most holy divine will, so that everyone may return to the origin from which they came, that is, back to your holy divine will. This is where we came from. This is why I have come into your paternal arms. Go into the paternal arms of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. You can do this. Louisa has done it. And if you're linked to Louisa, you can do this as well. Don't limit God. Don't say, well, I can't do that. God says, of course you can't. You've already said no. Always say fiat. Always say yes. Watch what God will do. I have come into your paternal arms to bring you all your children and brothers and sisters of mine. Bind them all with your most holy divine will. And in the name of everyone, past, present, and future, and for everyone, I, Louisa, and I linked to Louisa, want to repair you, to give you the homage, to give you the glory, as if every human being, past, present, and future, had done your most holy divine will. I want to repair this. I want you to see everyone in your holy divine will, Lord. But oh, please, I pray you, let there be no more separation between the divine will and the human will. See, we not only pray this for our families, we pray this in the name of every human being that ever existed. This little girl, Louisa, who asks this of you, and I know that you can deny nothing to the little ones. We, Triune God, call you. We, Triune God, this is Jesus speaking, called you, Louisa, with a special mission and to be compensated for and requited with what the other souls owed to us, Triune God. We owe every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God. That's why we were created, to participate in God. And this is the reason first we disposed you with a long chains of graces, and then we asked you if you wanted to live in our fiat, and you accepted with fiat, yes. Fiat, yes. Always yes. Always fiat. Bind will to our throne. Wanting to know it, your human will, never again, because the human will and the divine will do not combine, nor can they live together. Okay, what does this mean? The human will was for God. If we're in charge of our human will, we've thrown God out. That's what Adam did. He says, I'm going to do it my way. That's that horrible song. We have to do it God's way. And so he says, wanting to know my human will, never again, because the human will and the divine will do not combine, nor can they live together. Now that yes, that fiat is your human will. It exists bound together tightly to our throne. And this is why your soul, like a little girl, is drawn before the Supreme Majesty, because there is your human will before us, drawn and draws you like a magnet. This fiat brings us to God. This yes brings us to God. This fiat mihi of Our Lady brought about the incarnation, God becoming man. He says, and you, instead of looking at your human will, occupy yourself only with bringing onto our lap everything that you have been able to do in our divine will. Every thought, every word, every deed, with your prevenient act and your actual acts. And you place our very will in our bosom as the greatest homage that befits us, triune God. And the requital most pleasing to us. Everything is repaired. Everything is redone. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. That's their life. That's what they gave to Louisa. And now Jesus says, I'm offering it to you who I, Jesus, have given the book of heaven to. It doesn't matter what human gave you the book of heaven. It doesn't matter if you bought it. It's Jesus that has done this. That was his plan from the beginning of time. 517, 521, 25. Now, since my divine will is in you, this is what Jesus is saying to us. Since you said fiat, the divine will has begun in you. All of heaven, the most holy virgin, all the angels, all the saints are bound to you. Do you see why we're not miserable? Do you see why we're happy? Heaven is with us. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. Let it now come to life. Because my divine will is life of each one of them. Therefore, when you hesitate, even slightly, or when you reflect on whether you should adhere or not, heaven and earth feel shaken from their very foundations, because that will that is life of everyone, past, present, and future, and that by the highest goodness wants to reign in you, Louisa, and in us who are reading this, as it does in heaven, does not have its full dominion. Okay, when you hesitate, when you go, I'm not too sure about that, and God goes, fine, it stopped. Everything's stopping. It always has to be fiat with God, always. Therefore, I recommend to you, never again call your human will to life. Never again do this. No more doubts, no more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties, no more complaints, no more negativities. Begin to live this abundant life. He says, therefore, I, God, recommend to you never again call your human will to life. If you want your Jesus to be honored in you, everything is fiat. I'm not going to be miserable. Everything is no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more doubts, no more sin. If you do this, your Jesus will be honored in you. Why? You're beginning to live the life. Now, nobody's there yet, so don't get discouraged. But he looks at your desire. Do you want this? Jesus says, then begin. Begin. And my divine will to remain with its full dominion in you. Do you want that? Say, yes, Lord, I want this. I want this. I will continue to read. I will continue to study. I will continue to put this into practice. As you taught Louisa, I want to be taught. As Mary, as you taught Louisa, I want to be taught. My daughter, courage. Again, courage. Do not fear. I have told you this. I have shown you how all of heaven is bound to that divine will of mine that reigns in you, Louisa Picaretta. That's for us to know. Where do we go? We go to Louisa. Why? You'll be able to receive the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So that you may never surrender to your human will again. Because the divine will and the human will are the fiercest enemies of each other's. And since the divine will is stronger, the divine will is holier, the divine will is more immense, it is befitting that its enemy, the human will, remain under its feet to serve as a footstool of the divine will. It's never to have life anymore. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. I surrender. What belongs to me is the divine will. That's how God set it up. I want what belongs to me. I want to be clothed in divinity. I want to be clothed with the royal garments of the children of the king, children of the queen. This is what God has planned. Those who do my divine will are free to give their own, to take it back, because they live as terrestrial citizens. But the one who lives in it is bound to an eternal point. The one who lives in the divine will is bound to an eternal point. That flows together with my divine will. It is surrounded with by an impregnable fortress. Therefore, do not fear. No more worries. Be attentive. What does be attentive to me? Read. Study. Put this into practice. Volume 17. 5:30, 1925. Making my divine will known to you has been the greatest grace I, God, has given to you. He's saying that to us as well. You have the book of heaven. Making known my divine will to you, who are linked to Louisa, has been the greatest grace I, God, have given to you. Do you believe it? Jesus is saying it. And while you are free to your human will or not, before my divine will, your human feels incapable of operating. Your human will feels annihilated. And knowing that the great good that my divine will is all about, you abhor your human will. I don't want to worry anymore. That's my human will. I don't want to be anxious anymore. That's my human will. I don't want to fear anymore. That's my human will. I don't want to be discouraged anymore. That's my human will. I'm not going to give life to it. No. He says very clearly, and without anyone forcing you, you love to do my divine will like the saints. You love to live in the divine will like Louisa. In view of the great good that comes to you from the divine will, the many knowledges I, God, have manifested to you about my divine will are divine bonds, eternal chains that surround you, possessions of the celestial goods that surround you. It's you're not of earth anymore. You're of heaven. Why do you think the little children of the divine will are happy? You're of heaven. No more longer bound to earth. You are citizens of heaven, Scripture says. You are children of the Father, Scripture says. Jesus says to us, now begin to live it. And if it tries to escape from these eternal chains, break these divine bonds, lose the celestial possession, also in this life, your human will, though free, does not find its way out. Your human will says, no way. I don't want to be miserable anymore. I don't want this anymore. I want to enter into this abundant life. It becomes confused and it sees its littleness and fearing itself, some trick of its own. It dives. It plunges itself back into the divine will with more spontaneous love. That's what God is doing with us. He says, once you give your fiat and you really search for this life, you won't lose it. You can't lose it. Why? Jesus is doing that in you. Jesus can't be defeated. 5:17, 3:6, 3:19, 25. Even more, for one who lives in my divine will, because he has taken the first point of creation, all these goods serve him. Not as a remedy, as for those who do not do my divine will, but as glory. Everything in creation becomes glory. Everything in creation becomes a divine I love you, and we breathe it in. We begin to possess this divine I love you as our special inheritance. This is the first volume, 1 through volume 10, is how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Volume 20 through volume 36 is to possess the divine inheritance of the Father. This is what's happening. But glory as our special divine inheritance, carried upon the earth by the will of the celestial Father in the person of the Word, Jesus Christ. And if I came upon earth, the first act was precisely this, Jesus says, to make known the will of my Father in order to bind it again back with the creatures, with us, with mankind. 5:17, 7:9, 19:25, my daughter, don't you want to convince yourself when my divine justice out of a just reason wants to chastise the people, he says, I, God, am forced to hide from you. Okay, so here, when Jesus would not see Louisa, because he loved Louisa so much, he would hide from Louisa. Why would he hide? He says, because Louisa would always plead for us. Louisa would say, don't punish the people, punish me. I will take upon myself their punishment. And that's why Jesus crucified Louisa every single day. She was crucified every single day. These are the three that suffered the most, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And Father Bucci says, when Louisa was alive, this is Father Bucci. Father Bucci says, when Louisa was alive, they called her Louisa la Santa. He knew Louisa. He talked to Louisa. He says the most beautiful thing about Louisa was her eyes. There was a depth to them that no other soul possessed. Why? And I asked him once, what color were her eyes? And he says, think of the dome of the Vatican and think of the blue sky without any clouds. That was the color of Louisa's eyes. Well, he said, they called Louisa la Santa. And Louisa the Saint. And he says, one day the world and the church is going to recognize Louisa as the saint of the church. Yes, this is going to be really exciting. It's really exciting. You know, this year is the year of Joseph. This is what the Holy Father said. We are now in the year of Joseph. When we begin to understand Saint Joseph, we also begin to understand who we are. If Joseph was raised, and this is what's going to happen. Joseph is going to be raised to a height this year that the church hasn't recognized until now. When we see this, we're going to see how we are raised also. So get to understand this is going to be a great year. Last year was a great year. Our eyes were opened. We could see what was good and what was not. And now Jesus is going to show us even more. So hang on to your hats. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. In fact, you are nothing other than a little particle that binds all other particles with all the other creatures, being in a familiar relationship with you as though in feast and wanting to strike the other particles bound to you. My divine justice finds itself in a contrast and feels dissuaded from striking the other particles. Since you, Louisa, living in the divine will, have everyone with you, he says, when I see you, he says, I can't strike the rest. See, she stood in our place. She stood in the breach as Moses did for the Israelites. Jesus is saying now with Louisa, I hide from you. Why? Because I must strike the people. I must do this. But when I see you and all the particles that you possess, all of mankind, one with you, because of you living in the divine will, I have to step back. Now think about this. You hear about doom and gloom all the time. All these people, doom and gloom. I'm praying for a greater than Nineveh for the world. A greater than Nineveh. That's what we should be praying for. That the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says, when he sees Louisa, and if we're Louisa, he sees us as well. He says, if we're one with Louisa, watch the power of your prayers. Watch what I'm going to do. Again, great things are coming. Volume 17, 8-19:25. After this, a sun made itself present before my mind. An extremely high point. Its light was inaccessible. This reminds me of the book that came from the Vatican, The Sun, S-U-N, of My Divine Will, Louisa Picaretta. From the center of it came out continuous little flames, each one containing an I love you. And they were coming out. They were placing themselves as though in order around this inaccessible light. However, these little flames remained as though bound with a thread of light to the inaccessible light that nourished the life of the little flames. And these little flames were so many as to fill both heaven and earth. And I seem to see our God as the beginning, as the origin of everything and of everyone. And the little flames, the whole of creation, as a divine birth of pure love. I too was a little flame. See, Jesus, she's seeing us, the little children of the holy divine will. And my sweet Jesus pushed me to take flight through each little flame in order to place on them a double I love you back to God. See, our I love you to God is going to be magnified. What does Our Lady say? My soul magnifies the Lord. When you look at Our Lady, you see how great our God is. You see the daughter of the Father. You see the mother of the Son. You see the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit when you look at Our Lady. Now look what's happening with Louisa. Through each little flame, that's us. In order to place on us a double I love you to God. I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. I glorify you, God, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Great things are coming. They're here for those who want it. Volume 18, 8-9, 1925. So given all of this, that all in created things, God bound his love towards each soul. Hers was the duty to requite God with her little I love you, with her gratitude, with her thank you to the one God who had done so much for her. This is what Louisa did. And now we are learning how to do this as Jesus taught Louisa. What are we called to do? Given all this, in all created things, God bound his love toward us, each and every one of us. And now our duty is to requite God with our little I love you, with our divine, our human gratitude, thank you, but done in a divine way. Our thank you, not anymore in a human way, but in a divine way, one with Jesus, thanking in our thanking to the one who had done so much for us. See, heaven begins now. So I tried as much as I could to make my round, and this is what we're called to do, learn how to pray the rounds, because Jesus told Louisa from volume 16 to volume 36, you're going to learn a new way of praying. You're going to pray the way I prayed. You're going to pray the way my mother prayed, the Blessed Mother. And so what Jesus is saying, and this is very, very important, he's asking us to let go of how we've been taught. It doesn't mean you dismiss it, but now go to another step. we've learned from the saints, the prayers of Saint Gertrude, the prayers of Saint Francis, the prayers of Saint whoever. I couldn't think. But what God is saying to us now, I want you to learn how to pray the way I taught Louisa, the rounds, to enter into creation, to enter into redemption, praising God and loving God and glorifying God as Jesus in us is doing that. It's not the prayers of the saints anymore. It's to begin to pray from, that's why he says, I want you to give up holy things. When I first read that, I go, I'm not going to give up holy things. And then Jesus says, I want to show you how to do divine things. I go, okay, that makes sense to me. All right. It's continuing. This is what God is doing. So he says this, because why? How do you do divine things? It's Jesus in us that's doing it. Humans don't do divine things. It's Jesus in us that's doing, and we're participating in what Jesus is doing in us. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, pray in my praying, walk in my walking, dance in my dancing, you know, think in my thinking. I want to think from a divine perspective, no more longer human perspective of the fallen, but to, we have been redeemed now to be sanctified. So I tried as much as I could to make my round through all created things, to give to my God the requital of divine love, to give to my God the requital of divine glory, requital to my God of divine gratitude as Jesus does this in us. For he, everything he has done in creation. And I seem to see all created things, the requital of the love of my Empress, Mama Mary, and of my beloved Jesus. It's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that are now praying in us through Louisa. That they gave it to Louisa. And I want this. Jesus says, go to Louisa. Go to my newborn. She knows how to do this. As everyone was supposed to go to Adam, now I've given this gift back to mankind through the newborn. Go to Louisa and I'll teach you how to do this. This requital formed the most beautiful harmony between heaven and earth and bound the creator back with the creature. Each requital of love was a key, a little sonata of the enrapturing celestial music. Jesus, Mary, Louisa. It's a new beginning. See then how our divine will enters the primary life of the soul. As long as it maintains its first act, its life, the creature grows always in grace, always in light, always in beauty. The soul preserves the bond of the first act of her God, and we, triune God, receives the glory of all created things because they serve our will, operating in the creature. God operating in Louisa. Jesus, Mary, operating in Louisa. The DNA of Jesus and Mary operating in Louisa. And now God says, I want it in you. The only purpose of all creation, to go back to the will of God. Therefore, I recommend to you, I, God, recommend to you, let our divine will be more than life for you. Let my divine will be the first act of all your actions. So when you wake up in the morning and you do your prevenient act, also continue to do your actual acts. I think that's in volume 14, May 27th, 1922. Volume 18, 8, 15, 1925. My daughter, the true name of this feast, August 15th. This is why we celebrate. We bring all the little children, Holy Divine Will, together. We're again going to do this in Rome City, Indiana. It'll be a weekend retreat starting on Friday, Saturday, and the day Sunday. This is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're going to have a great celebration with all the little children, the Holy Divine Will. Honest to goodness, it's like heaven. That's all I can say. Okay, my daughter, the true name of this feast, the Feast of the Assumption, should be the Feast of the Divine Will. So God is now like what's going to happen with St. Joseph, he's magnifying what Joseph is. He's now magnifying the Blessed Mother, this assumption. Why is it now the feast of the divine will? It was the human will that closed heaven. It was the human will that broke the bonds of with its creator. It's the human will that made miseries and sorrow enter the earth, the field. It was the human will that put an end to the feast that the creature was to enjoy in heaven. Now, this creature, the Blessed Mother, Queen of all, by doing the will of the Eternal One, always and in everything, even more, it can be said, Our Lady, that her life was divine will alone, opened the heavens, bound herself to the Eternal One, restored in heaven the feasts with all of mankind, all your brothers and sisters. Every act that the Blessed Mother did in the supreme will was the feast that Our Lady started in heaven. It was the sun that she formed to adorn this feast. It was the melodies that Our Lady sent to delight the celestial Jerusalem. The Jerusalem that's coming. So the true cause of this feast of the Assumption is the eternal will operating and fulfilled by my celestial mother, the Blessed Mother. It operated such prodigies in the Blessed Mother as to astonish both heaven and earth. These chains of the Eternal One, bound, indissoluble bonds of love that captured the word Jesus even into her womb. This is why we celebrate that feast, August 15th. It's just to be with the little children of the Holy Divine Will is such a joy. Everyone is happy. The people that show up that have never don't know about the divine will, they look around and they go, why is everybody so happy? It's because we're beginning to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through this newborn Louisa. We're just beginning. Nobody has it fully yet, but that day is coming. Jesus promises us that. That day is coming. Volume 18, 10:1-1925. The one who does my divine will and lives my divine will in it maintains the whole bonds of creation that exist between creator and creature, the bonds of redemption and the bonds between the sanctifier and the ones who are being sanctified. Creation, redemption, and sanctification. Creation was of the Father. Redemption was of the Son. Sanctification is of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says, on volume 17, May 5th, 1925. The reflection of the Holy Spirit is given to you. Why? He's given you the secrets of heaven, the treasures of heaven that you're putting down on paper so that those who read them will also begin to possess them. Whew. My divine will seals all these bonds. My divine will renders the creature inseparable from God. Therefore, be sure that your Jesus does not leave you. Now, while Jesus was saying this, I saw as though many threads of light bound to my heart. Some of them were bound to all created things. Other threads of light were coming out from all that Jesus had done and Mary had done. Jesus had suffered. Mary had suffered. It's the true life of Jesus and Mary. And from the other sacraments. May everything be for the glory of God. May everything be for the good of my soul. May everything be for the good of all souls, past, present, and future. Volume 18, 10:4-1925. This is why the living in my divine will is the prodigy of prodigies. Put that down on your mirror. Living in the divine will is the prodigy of prodigies that God is calling me to live in. It is the enchantment of God. It's the enchantment of all of heaven. And as they see the littleness of the creature flow in all of these things of their creator, like solar rays bound to the single act, the soul diffuses everywhere and in every one. God's likeness. Therefore, I, God, recommend to you, even at the cost of your life, never to go out of this single act, this prime act, of my divine will, that I, God, may repeat in you, as though in act, the creation, the redemption, and the sanctification, participating in the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's why we're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why? To begin to be in God's image. And now we're learning how to enter into God's likeness as we read the book of heaven. Volume 18, 12, 6, 19, 25. My daughter, the true living in the supreme will is precisely this. I, God, must find everything and everyone in the depth of your soul. Jesus is saying this to us. He said it to Louisa. Now he's telling us. Everything that my divine will had issued in creation for the good of creatures must be bound in the soul with her love. That's your love. By living in my divine will and by a requital of love, the soul is already bound to and possesses all that my divine will has done and shall do. Now God's going to open that up to us because our whole focus is going to be the divine will from now on. And as the soul loves my divine will, loves and can love. So given all this, by living truly in the divine will and having bound herself to everything, I, God, find in the soul the starry heavens, the refulgent sun, the vastness of the seas, the prairies of flowers. I find everything in her. We fuse ourselves to all of creation as Jesus did, as Mary did, as Adam did before the fall. But this is not all. I must find the whole of creation. But the true living in my divine will binds everyone. And therefore, I must find in the soul, as though an act, Adam holy, as he came out of my creative hands, as well as Adam guilty, humiliated and crying. Why? So that the soul may bind herself to him in the state of sanctity and taking part in his innocent holy acts. The soul may give me, God, glory and make the whole creation smile again as God originally planned with Adam. Sharing in his tears with him, she may long for that fiat rejected to return, the fiat rejected that has caused so much ruin. I must find in her, us, the prophets and the patriarchs and the holy fathers of the Old Testament, all their acts. And if those long for the Redeemer, you shall long for my supreme fiat, as the triumph and the fulfillment of their sighs, I, God, want to find my inseparable mother in you, with all her acts in which my divine will operated so many portents, having full dominion. Again, dominion, not fake dominion, not false dominion, but full dominion. I want to find all of myself and all of my acts in the souls in the divine will. In sum, I, God, want to find all of my things, all that belongs to me, God, all that my supreme will has done, and all that my supreme will shall do in the future, because all these things are inseparable from me, God, and it is necessary that they become inseparable from the soul who lives in my divine will. This is not about human sanctity. This is about the sanctity of sanctities. God is calling us back to enter into this life, the life that Adam lost. Why? Our DNA is going to be like the origin, our origin, image and likeness of God. That's what the transmutation is all about. Inside and outside, completely transformed. That's what's coming. After this, Louisa says, my sweet Jesus remained silent and I wandered in the divine volition and oh, how I would have wanted to place my loving and grateful kiss upon all created things. That's what God is teaching us. Put our kiss, thank you, on everything in creation. My little love you on all the supreme acts of the divine volition. Why? So to remain bound, I to them and they to me and to be able to surround my Jesus in me, Jesus in, with, through, and for me, with all the acts of the eternal will. At that moment, I saw the starry heavens, and my lovable Jesus resumed his speaking. He says, my daughter, look at the heavens. Gaze at the heavens. Look up. Your redemption is near at hand. Your sanctification is near at hand. What order, what harmony among the stars? One star cannot be without the other. They are so bound together that in each one sustains the other. Each one is the strength of the other. If this may never be, may this never be, even a single star move from its place, there would be such confusion, such disorder in the atmosphere that there would be the danger for everything to end up in ruin. So all the divine beauty of the heavens lie in the stars remaining in each one in its place, in the common union, in the communicative and attractive force that they are have among themselves, and more than electricity, keep them suspended and bound one to another. Man is the new heaven. More than the heavens above, it can be said that each soul is an animated star in which first man Adam did up to the last one who shall come. Everything was to be in common among them. So man was to possess not his own strength alone, but the strength of everyone. All the goods were to be common among them. My divine will, more than electricity, was to bring bond among them and communication of all that is good and holy. And even though each man was to do his own office and to occupy himself with different actions, since all were to start from the primary point of my divine will, all were to be converted into divine light. Therefore, each one was to be a light for the other. Therefore, my sorrow in seeing this heaven of the creatures messed up was so great as to be incomprehensible to human creatures. Once my divine will was removed, that binds everyone and links everything, everything entered disorder, confused, disunion, weakness, darkness. Poor heaven of the creatures. It can no longer be recognized. And only the living in my divine will shall render, shall reorder this heaven again and shall make it shine with a new divine light. This is why I tell you that I, God, want to find everyone and everything in you, in us. We're not to be separated from anyone or for anything. My divine will, primary act of all celestial and terrestrial creatures, shall bring you the communication of all their acts, and you shall remain bound to them and they to you. Do you see what's coming? Do you see what's happening? A new beginning. Volume 19, 328, 1926. My daughter, how content I am, using God's name, in seeing all of my works around me. I, God, feel I am given back the divine joy, the divine happiness that I gave them and created them. And I repay them this breathing in and breathing out. I repay them with new divine happiness. This is heaven on earth. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The evil one has been banished from heaven. He is going to be banished from earth. That's why he's causing such trouble. The queen is stepping on his head and his tail is thrashing all around. Why? His time has come to an end. You have to understand this. You have to understand this. There's nothing to be worried about. The only thing you have to be worried about is if you're not one with Jesus, if you're not one with the Blessed Mother, that better worry. But if you're with Jesus and Mary, if you're in the state of grace, nothing to worry about, nothing. So she says, this is the great good that my divine will contains and brings in the one who lives in the divine will. It centralized the goods of everyone because there is no good that my divine will does not bring. And it binds the soul to everyone. It binds the soul to everything that belongs to the divine will. We become one again with God as we should be. So if the creature had not withdrawn from my divine will, if Adam had not withdrawn from my divine will, I, God, would have found everyone within each one, and each one in everyone. We're all in this together. That's why we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It really is a new beginning for us and for the world, for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, all the children of God. start dancing now, because it's going to be glorious. It's going to be amazing. So we'll end there with a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And we'll see you in an hour and 15 minutes.